What do you think will be more expensive next year? We've got a list. It's the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks for listening. In other news today, Wall Street saw investors back into the blue chips. GM is recalling the electric Bolt, and we'll share why. McDonald's getting serious about COVID. The price of oil and gasoline dropped again today. It ain't over, over at Wells Fargo. DoorDash and some IPO news. The Wall Street Report and Amazon wants in your garage. Those stories, plus some fun stuff with Jeff Pitts and City View Magazine. Stuff to do in the greater Des Moines, Iowa metro. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you once again to the marvelous Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, we made it to the weekend, at least almost. You want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. You know, we can point to a host of issues when it comes to consumer goods, and many of them have brought us higher prices. What are those things? Well, supply chain problems, having enough workers, supply and demand. Go Banking Rates offered up a list of what they say will be more expensive in 2021. Let's take a look. We'll start out with groceries. Prices are up 4.1% since the start of the pandemic. Now, while that might not sound like much, it is the steepest increase in 50 years. The cost of milk has gone up by 10%, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Going up a record 10.8% is the cost of beef. It may no longer be what's for dinner as consumers seek more affordable protein. Clothing is getting more expensive. Blame it on supply chain issues and the fact that online shopping is so big, retail stores may increase their prices. Despite an increase in shopping by mail, the U.S. Postal Service has felt the strain of COVID-19 on its bottom line. It announced that it will raise its prices for first-class mail by 1.8% and all other categories by 1.5% next year. We could also see computers increase in price, again, due to supply and demand and backlogs in the supply chain. Home improvement stuff. Already up by over 6% this year, consumer demand may drive prices higher in 2021. Healthcare insurance premiums. Many consumers have already received notification of a coming increase in their premiums, particularly for commercial insurers like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, Humana, and Cigna, of between, get this, 4% to 40% for next year. How about sanitation supplies? CNBC reported that sales of sanitizer were up 255% in February of this past year. While manufacturers have caught up with production, the demand remains high and likely will stay that way again. The issue of supply and demand. Also put on the list, things that are likely to increase in price next year: airline tickets, homes, and energy bills. Wall Street saw investors rotate back into the blue chips today as investors bet again on stocks that would benefit from an effective vaccine and an economic recovery for next year. Shares of companies that would benefit from more travel included Disney, Carnival Cruise Lines, United Airlines, Boeing. They were all winners today, and I'll have the final numbers for you in just a bit. Now, here's something we sort of wondered about when it was announced. General Motors is recalling tens of thousands of all-electric Chevrolet Bolt EVs due to the risk of fire. The Detroit automaker said today it's recalling over 68,000 of the cars globally from the 2017 through 2019 model years, including nearly 51,000 of those here in the United States. The recall includes some vehicles used by GM's majority-owned autonomous vehicle subsidiary, Cruise. GM has confirmed 5 instances of fires that could be related to the high-voltage batteries in the vehicles. McDonald's will conduct coronavirus safety reviews of its restaurants in the next 6 weeks as health experts worry that COVID fatigue is contributing to the record high number of new cases here in the United States. According to a CNBC analysis, the rate of new daily infections is up 32% compared with the same time last week. According to CNBC, McDonald's will conduct one visit per franchisee. The inspections will assess how a franchisee is executing the top five operating minimums. Items expected to be looked at will include such things as hand washing, sanitizing tables, social distancing, mask wearing, etc. The price of oil took another hit today due to the slowing of demand in the face of mounting COVID-19 cases. Futures fell as much as 2.4% in New York today, paring a weekly gain to roughly 9%. While optimism jolted through the markets earlier in the week due to a potential COVID-19 vaccine breakthrough, U.S. cities from the West to East Coast are imposing stricter measures to slow the case count, raising concerns that the virus will further crimp demand for fuel. By the way, gasoline futures, yeah, they also slumped. From our It Ain't Over Yet department, today we learned that the Securities and Exchange Commission has charged former Wells Fargo CEO John Stumpf and a top lieutenant with misleading investors about the success of the division at the heart of the bank's fake account scandal. The charges against Stumpf and Kerry Tolstedt, the former head of Wells Fargo's community bank, are the latest legal rulings in the 4 years since the bank admitted to creating millions of fake bank and credit card accounts. The former Wells Fargo executive bragged to investors about how many different accounts customers had, despite the fact that millions of these accounts were fabricated by employees trying to meet wildly unrealistic sales goals set by management. The SEC is seeking civil penalties against Tolstedt and wants to ban her from becoming an executive officer or sitting on a corporate board. DoorDash is going public, and its newly released IPO paperwork sheds light on the people who are and who are not looking at a potential windfall. Dasher's delivery drivers, classified as independent contractors by the company, will not receive stock grants or be able to participate in a stock purchase program. However, they will be eligible for about $12 million in cash bonuses. The cash reward program is part of a $200 million development program over the next 5 years. DoorDash says the $12 million in bonuses, which will go through May 2021, are to support drivers who, quote, have helped power so many important deliveries in their communities, end quote. Dashers around the world will be eligible, and details will be announced later in the quarter. Investors shrugged off COVID-19 concerns and were back in the buying mood today. The Dow finished the day up by nearly 400 points to close at 29,479, with stocks favoring a better open economy doing well. But even tech rebounded today, with the NASDAQ gaining 119 points to close at 11,829, and the bellwether S&P 500 rose by 48 points and ended the trading week at 3585. And finally, there is this. Just put it in the garage. Amazon is forging ahead with contactless delivery for their customers. The program that started back in 2017 but paused earlier this year has now shifted focus from dropping packages inside of front doors to dropping them in your garage. Customers can use the MyQ Garage Door Opener Control app to let delivery drivers in. Amazon hopes to eventually deliver groceries from its Whole Food Market and Amazon Fresh in your garage as well. The service is ramping up to 4,000 cities from the 50 originally served. All right, coming up next, you can listen to the Friday edition of Hyper Local Stuff to Do in the Greater Des Moines Metro with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine. Lots of fun, some side stories, and a whole bunch more. It's Friday. You deserve it.